Good morning. The last time that I spoke to you, not so long ago, we considered a word of God that said that we should be quick to hear God's word before we speak it. And I want to continue along a little bit this morning in that vein, continuing in studying words of the Apostle James, in which he wrote, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." A very short text, but contains very much meaning. Someone who might have seen you going to church but did not follow you there may have reasoned to himself, "I don't have to go to church. I can still be just as good a Christian as those who go to church every Sunday, because I believe that the important thing is to live your religion. Deeds are much more important than creeds." That argument seems to make some sense. Certainly, it is basic that what we believe and are through Christ is perhaps more important than just talking about it. Nevertheless, it is a very dangerous and perplexing kind of reasoning that appears to be very common in our society today, where so many wish to be called Christian, but few are interested really in what Christ has to say. Now, in our text, James is surely emphasizing the doing of God's word, but he doesn't speak of doing only. He speaks of both hearing and doing. And he really tells us that doing God's word without first hearing it, listening to it, understanding it and believing it is impossible. He reminds us that doing God's word is impossible without having read it or heard it and understanding it. And we surely are unable to obey God without first hearing what he wants us to do and not to do. Jesus himself tells us, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing." So Jesus comes to us all the time, daily, in his word, the Bible. And we abide in him, as he says, and he abides in us, as we hear and as we believe what he tells us. And only in this way can we produce the fruit that is acceptable to him. Now, we can no more do God's word without hearing it than a branch cut off from a tree can continue to produce fruit. Martin Luther reminds us of this fact when he tells us that obedience to any of God's commandments begins with fearing and loving God, an attitude of reverence, loving God, having an understanding of God's word, is something that we cannot produce by ourselves, but it depends upon God the Holy Spirit revealing to us and conveying to us what God's word says. Now, that's important. What would you think of a worker along your side, maybe at a McDonald's sometimes, if you have a job there, who never listens to his orders and yet claims that he can do the job as well as those who do listen to what their supervisors tell them to do? Or what about an athlete who wants to perform out there in his own way and doesn't want to listen to the coach. They are surely speaking foolishly if they think they can do just as well in that manner. Jesus says if we refuse to hear God's word, we cannot be nor remain as children of God. Now, of course, there is this other half, isn't there? The doing of God's word. If someone only hears it, but never does it or obeys it, he may be able to deceive others, but in the end he succeeds only in deceiving himself, because he surely cannot deceive God. St. James tells us that we should not merely listen to the word and deceive ourselves that way, but do what it says. Now, for some of us, there's a very real temptation, especially for somebody like me who has lived longer than I suppose most of you have. And that temptation is to sort of lean back and say, well, I've been born into a Christian family. I was baptized, I was instructed, I was confirmed. I went to college and I went to the seminary, and I was a pastor and I was a teacher, and I go to church pretty regularly, and all of that, and so I'm a pretty good Christian. And that's all God needs from me. Well, it's that attitude that James condemns when he says, don't merely listen to the word and deceive yourselves. Do what it says. It's pretty easy to have your name on the registry of a church membership list, or to show up for services, recite the liturgy, sing the hymns. But what have you gained if those words that have gone by you haven't sunk into your heart? If we neglect to believe and follow that word, I surely may be able to deceive my pastor and the rest of the congregation, but I haven't escaped the all-seeing eye of my Lord. By his admonition, St. James is telling us all, wake up, repent of your sins, believe the gospel, be armed with the word of God, and go into battle against your own sins and the sins of the world, and adorn your life with things that please God. Be honest, be doers of the word, hear it, believe it, live according to it. That exalts Christ, because that is what he has called us to be, and so desires to have us enter heaven and live forever with him in that way. Let us conclude our devotion this morning by singing all the stanzas of hymn number 412.
to meet with the faculty.
Quick note on TVBS, I appreciate all the volunteers we've gotten so far. The Middleton trip is full, the California trip is full. We're still looking for a few helpers, so please consider these July 6th to the 14th, Texas Flyer. We need 5 people and some chaperones, and we need 2 teachers yet on that one. Clarkston, we need a couple volunteers June 15th. For the flyer trip, and July 5th for the teaching trip. And then Atlanta, we need a bunch, 8 or 9 people. That's June 27th to July 1st. So please see if you've got those dates free this summer. Consider volunteering to help out the Kingdom work on the TVBS program. Reminder, there are sports pictures today. Baseball, softball, don't forget. 2:30.